Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast, interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 130. Anthony Frasina, you are running for city councilor in Ward 8. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Joey. Happy to be here.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely, Joey. I am a person with a disability, visible physical disability. I have spina bifida and hydrocephalus. I am an author, an actor, a speaker, consultant under my own brand entitled Above and Beyond, Bridging the Gap to Accessibility and Inclusion. I work at Mohawk College. I work at McMaster University. And I am a resident of Ward 8.
Why are you running?
I'm running to give a more amplified message toward the importance of accessibility and inclusion. And when we think with accessibility and inclusion, we create collective prosperity, because where there's accessibility and inclusion in an amplified manner, there's a win for everybody. And I hope that in addition to my lived experience and my mission, vision, and statement of commitment, not only to the residents of Ward 8, but to the residents of Hamilton, that we can create that vision collectively and together.
Do you live in Ward 8, yes or no?
Yes.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
I think it does matter optically for a person who is running in the ward that they wish to represent. But I also understand that there's amplified messages and people who have vested, whether it be a business or a stake in another ward that is truly important to them. So, I mean, there's both ends of the spectrum to which one could be vested within the ward that they're running in.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
Well, following up to the earlier statement, Joey, that, you know, as a person with a disability, I've been viable in terms of wanting to create a amplified message of accessibility and inclusion for that collective prosperity. In addition to being the author and the actor that I am with Above and Beyond, I've hosted a TV show with regards to accessibility and inclusion. I've helped create Merredale Park in Binbrook, which is Ontario's first fully accessible park and recreational facility. And I'm just currently looking to build that in terms of the portfolio that and the platform that we have currently to the citizens of Ward 8 and by extension Hamilton, to ensure that we are the accessible and the open city that we are, you know, with the extensive diversity that Hamilton represents, the culture, the people, the vibrance, to amplify that even further toward everybody being welcome into the great city of Hamilton that we are.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 8 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
Right now, Joey, first and foremost is to gain an amplified message of accessibility and inclusion, because when there's a win for accessibility and inclusion, there is a win for collective prosperity. I want to be able to holistically amplify that message to our community at large and have that seat at the table that helps build from the infrastructure standpoint, from the economy, from the environment to the community to transportation, and by extension also leadership. You know, I believe that leaders lead by example, and I believe that leaders can put forth a vested interest when working collectively with others who bring various diverse backgrounds. And I believe that with my not only lived experience but my vested passion for accessibility and inclusion and for the opportunity to create more availability and transparency by way of that message that I bring, that, you know, it would cultivate through Hamilton as a whole. In addition to accessibility and inclusion in Ward 8, I want to create more vibrance. I want to be able to create more opportunities for people. Ward 8 is home to Mohawk College. Ward 8 is home to Upper James, which are two very busy areas within the ward. And I want to be able to just give more people a voice, more openness to the constituents of Ward 8 to be able to address their concerns and work with them to bring more solutions to the ward. And by extension, Hamilton as a whole. You know, I want to be able to ensure that Hamilton continues to grow as a place that we all can live, work, and play together. By extension, my city priorities would be more opportunities for businesses to learn more about accessibility, to learn more about inclusion, to be more available for employment for people with disabilities, to be able to have more shops available that are more accessible, more inclusive, to have more accountability, you know, the ability to self-govern, the ability to be independent, you know, ensure dignity, respect, integrity of all persons, to navigate our city the way we choose to, not by way of a governance that doesn't include people.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 8 on Hamilton City Council?
Three skills for me, Joey, would be authenticity, amplified accessibility and inclusion from that lived experience messaging, as well as being transparent, being available and open to listening to the ward members, and being able to, if elected, work with fellow councillors to create the best possible solutions for Hamilton as a whole.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up, before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority of council deems confidential. With this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
That's a great question, Joey. I think that it's important for myself and my staff, if elected, to ensure that we are as transparent and open to the constituents of Ward 8 and Hamilton as a whole. My belief is that ensuring that we deliver the information with authenticity and with dignity and with respect in various formats to allow for, you know, different abilities, I think would be the best and solution. But I would also look to experts as well, and speaking to various experts within their trade to ensure that, you know, I'm following guidelines and following proper protocol to ensure that everything is done with dignity and respect to the citizens of Ward 8 and by extension Hamilton.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall, which silenced good people, are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
Well, if elected as a new councillor, you know, it would be important that, you know, I obtain information that has been previously made available through the Red Hill and the Red Hill, and just understanding the fact that, you know, we have to find a solution that suits the safety of our citizens of Hamilton. We have to find a solution that ensures that we do right by our citizens and by of Ward 8 and in Hamilton, that we make things right.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, as someone with a visible physical disability, I'd want to be able to ensure that our information is available to all persons. The introduction of an app, for example, to highlight construction at various points throughout the construction of the LRT and the B-Line is important, not only via a website, by an app, social media, being more present so people can plan an alternate route. By extension, the grooves in the road that train will provide also provide a barrier for many people with mobility devices like myself. So I'd want to be able to garner a contingency plan with highlighted solutions that throughout the construction of the LRT and the B-Line, what are the alternatives? Yeah, and the alternatives need to be available and accessible for everybody.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's take a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 8 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
Well, I'd definitely love to say Mohawk College. You know, it's our city's college, and it's our city's institute for trades. It provides people with various opportunities to learn different skills, both tangible and intangible, and to, by extension, bring it out into the community and help serve the community at large.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the type of housing and businesses which are permitted in locations. There are two questions on this topic. The City of Hamilton is updating its outdated residential zoning bylaws. Zoning bylaws across Ward 8 are now decades old and do not conform with the provincial policy statement, Ontario's de facto planning law. With outdated zoning, the City of Hamilton is unable to present a principled planning position in front of the Ontario Land Tribunal. The new zoning, if compliant with the policy statement, will return local control over planning. What is your vision and how will you achieve it?
Well, I believe everything needs to not only meet standards but exceed standards. I believe that through collaboration, we can achieve that. You know, we need to be able to be part of the solution when it comes to the zoning and the bylaws to ensure that everything is up to par, but also where available, we need to be able to exceed solutions that ensure the inclusion of everybody. I also want to mention, Joey, that in Hamilton alone, the percentage of people with disabilities rates greater than the provincial and national averages. So ensuring that everybody has the opportunity is important.
Large commercial plazas are converting into mixed-use mid-rise development. Already there are applications within Ward 8, such as the former Mountain Plaza mall site, which has a new formal consultation application in for two mid-rise buildings on Fennel, an expansion of the Walmart and self-storage in the center. There's other applications being proposed along Upper James. Presently, there is no city planning policy specific to commercial to mixed-use redevelopment. What is your vision for this type of redevelopment, and how will you achieve that vision?
Simply, and I know it's been spoken about earlier, Joey, that giving it an accessibility and inclusionary lens, you know, that lived experience that I bring, I think will be viable because, you know, as the population ages, as, you know, disability becomes more and more viable, because it's an inevitability that we ensure that our high-rise buildings and our businesses are accessible and inclusive for everybody, and ensuring that there's not only just the accessible and inclusive business, but the way to get to the business is also accessible and inclusive.
Road safety is a significant issue in Ward 8. Upper James is, by far, Hamilton's most dangerous street, with nearly every section of the road significantly more dangerous than average for both motorists and pedestrians. What is your plan to address safety on Upper James, and does your plan include unpopular but necessary changes? And if so, how do you plan to implement your vision?
I simply would like to look at the importance of and the need for audible signals as well as visual cues to allow for all persons to access Upper James specifically safely and with integrity and respect. I think it's important that all, you know, vehicle users, pedestrians be conscious and aware of one another. So if that means an extension of a traffic light with a different timer or an extension toward an entry of a particular plaza or a building or a business or a restaurant, we need to be able to give people the space to maneuver, you know, whether you're on foot or in a vehicle. I think it's important that we ensure that our ward is safer and our ward is more open to those solutions.
What is your overall plan to address road safety in the rest of Ward 8? Please provide 3 detailed specifics of your plan.
Speaking back to the addition of visible cues as well as audible signals, I think it's very important that we lead by example in Ward 8, and so hopefully that the rest of Hamilton utilizes visual and audible cues as a mainstay, as a priority, you know, and we extend that throughout the entire city. I think it's important that we have proper signals to allow for people when they need to turn, for example, you know, more visible signage, you know, more wayfinding signage to allow people to, whether it be, you know, to slow down or to accelerate when the time is necessary, you know, whether it be through lines in the road, whether it be through a speed bump, for example, or something along those lines to ensure that people respect one another on the road, whether it be in a vehicle or as a pedestrian.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal councillor. One person cannot be an expert in all matters that come before council for decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading do you do? What professional development will you look for? And what types of people will you seek advice from?
I would definitely seek advice from previous leaders. I would look toward different types of literature within the city of Hamilton. You know, as a member of the Advisory Committee for Persons with Disabilities, I have been privy to various agendas and meeting formats. So I think that puts me in a more advantageous state, but more aware of what to expect as a counselor. But notwithstanding the fact that there's still going to be a lot for me to learn. You know, I have to be open to listening to others. I have to be open to, you know, listening to, you know, different media outlets, news outlets by way of, you know, print, television, radio, listening to all media to ensure that I get up-to-date standard information that I can bring as a skill to being a counselor if elected.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
I think one of the biggest change is the amplified need for accessibility. You know, the availability of services in various formats, whether it be large print, whether it be a need for an audio file, whether the need for whatever the need is, the need for a person who requires a different type of format is readily available, not just something that people request and will get it later on. We need to be more transparent when it comes to the availability of those formats and those requirements, in addition to be more available and more transparent to the constituents of Ward 8 and by extension Hamilton. You know, if somebody was going to reach out to me with a query, you know, I want to be able to, along with my staff, you know, reach out to those who've reached out to me and give honest answers with integrity and dignity and with respect and ensuring that I'm there for my constituents. And I truly believe that those are important skills, but important for me to bring to the community.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
I think quality of life in Hamilton starts and ends with accessibility and inclusion, more available, accessible areas, more inclusionary aspects. And that's tangible and intangible infrastructure, intangible solutions, such as just being aware, amplifying the education behind accessibility and inclusion, amplifying the need for accessibility and inclusion, as well as ensuring that Hamilton is a more vibrant community where our differences are embraced. Who we are is who we are, and that is to be enjoyed and respected with one another. And I think that's the Hamilton that I want to live in, and that's the Ward 8 that I want to represent.
It's 2026. The Public Record is writing a review of the four-year council term that is just ending. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council? And what three words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
Three words that I hope my term on council would be is diversity, inclusion, revolution. I believe that when those three words in unison will help amplify Ward 8 and by extension Hamilton to a new level. Three words for council as a whole, I think, Joey, would be passion, community, and inclusion. I say that word often in my day-to-day activities because I'm invested in it, and I'm invested in this councilship with the great team that I'm supported with, and I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I'm grateful for hopefully bringing this change to Hamilton as a whole.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks that you wish to share?
I really just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and I look forward to continuing my campaign with the wonderful team that I have. And if people want to reach out to me and support in any way, just I look forward to listening and hearing the Ward 8 constituents in Hamilton as a whole. So I can leave my email address, which is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, for ward8@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Joey.
Thank you. And usually I ask candidates to give their email at the end, so you've taken care of that for me. And that's a wrap. Thank you for joining us today. This has been episode 130 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.